Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 4th of April, 2016. The title, Kicking Off Safety Month. A few weeks ago, an old friend sent me an email. It went something like this. He said, a friend remarked to me recently that it seems like we're having more accidents, fires, and fatalities in the industry than ever before. Do you have any explanation, Jim? My response was, yes, indeed, I do have an explanation, and this is it. Papri Tallow Publications does not shirk from reporting all that goes on in the paper industry worldwide. Further, our editor and publisher, Steve Rausch, has done an excellent job developing sources in order to report on such matters in a timely fashion. We believe the sad truth to be that accidents and other mayhem have been going on all the time, but they have not been deemed worthy of discussion until we brought attention to them. So yes, people are injured, sometimes fatally, and far more often than the general prevailing perception. Fires happen even more often. We will continue to report these incidences as they happen.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
As far as safety incidences go, I believe there has been a change over the years. I was in a facility some time ago, a converting facility, where last year they sent 11 people to the hospital in an ambulance. This was an improvement over the year before when they had over 40 such incidents. But here is the difference. Today we are sending people to the hospital when, back when I was a young person, we just put a Band-Aid on the scrape. Modern liability and reporting methods are increasing the level of treatment for minor cuts and scrapes. This is no excuse, and it does not explain the fatalities. A fatality is a fatality. There is no excuse for a fatality, just as there is no excuse for a cut or scrape by today's standards. Further, we all know by now that safety is an attitude issue, one that we must keep fresh in front of people all the time. It starts with the signage you have by your front gate or your employee entrance. What message are you sending with this material? I was visiting a mill a couple of years ago, which had a large sign out by the road at the entrance to their property. This sign proudly proclaimed that this mill had been the North American safety leader for a certain year. The only problem was that this year was already about 5 years in the past when I saw the sign. I chided the management team. What kind of a message are you sending your employees, suppliers, and visitors? That you were once a safe mill, but no longer consider that important? The next time I drove by the mill, I noticed the sign had been removed. So it is Safety Month at Papri Tallow Publications. Let's start off by understanding two things. One, serious, sometimes fatal accidents occur in our mills today. This is not something that happens in the past or somewhere else. And two, what we tell our fellow employees through words, deeds, and actions is extremely important to conducting operations in a safe manner. Am I missing anything? Please take our quiz and tell us what you would like for us to cover in the balance of the month. You may do so online. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
Does senior management cause safety issues? This is the title of a column written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading the column for Jim because he is away. Jim says, I think I have told this story before, but I'll repeat it. Once in a mill where I worked, just after the spring outage was over, a fiberglass pipeline carrying pulp burst, shutting down the pulp mill. Everyone who had been working the outage was tired. I had not been working it, so my boss asked me to stay through the night and oversee the repair. Of course, I did this. Now, this pulp mill was nearly wide open on the ground floor. The fiberglass pipe, 30 inches in diameter, was up by the ceiling. We got the old section cut out and a new one up in place and started laying up the joints. It turned cold, around 39 degrees Fahrenheit, and started raining.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGmaintenance.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
I had construction workers on scaffolding with hair dryers trying to cure the two joints, but it was not working. We just couldn't get enough heat on the resin. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I decided to build a plastic tent over the whole mess from ceiling to floor and put salamanders, that is, oil-fired heaters with open flames, in the tent. With this arrangement, we got the job done by daylight, and the first shift was able to start up the pulp mill. As my boss and I were reviewing the night, he said, "I was surprised you were able to get it done in the time frame I gave you." He had told me to finish it before the first shift so they could start up. As I said, I got the job done. I told him how I had done it. He then said, "You know, I'm supposed to fire you. Don't you remember that directive from a year ago that there is to be no open flame near curing fiberglass?" Well, no, I didn't remember it, and no, he didn't fire me. After all, he did not have a leg to stand on. And I think this story captures perfectly my column title for this week, "Does Senior Management Cause Safety Issues?" There are times when the demands of management, which I'll admit include demands to conduct all work in a safe manner, sometimes force us to forget safety and push on to achieve the business operational objectives. Further, there is often a fine line when one is ascertaining how to proceed. Nearly everything we do has a dangerous component to it. But weighing what sometimes seems to be the conflicting directives from management can be difficult. What I have learned since the fiberglass experience applies to more than just safety. Imagine your actions resulting in a court case, a case that can be either civil, criminal, or both. What do you want to be saying in the witness box about your actions? What do you want to be saying to the widow or widower of a fellow employee at the employee's funeral? If these two questions don't provide the direction you need for almost any situation, safety or otherwise, I just don't know what to say. What do you think? Does management cause us sometimes to take safety shortcuts? You can give us your thoughts in our quiz this week. If you haven't figured it out by now, err on the side of safety, even if it costs you your job. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator. The patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column is titled, "When Safety is Used by Top Management to Set an Example." It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is on the road. Jim says, "Last week's column was titled, 'Does Senior Management Cause Safety Issues?' This week I want to report on two incidents of which I have direct knowledge where safety missteps by plant managers got them fired. In the first case, an on-site video system caught a plant manager glancing at his cell phone right before he bumped a safety device in the company parking lot. The video history was reviewed, he was found guilty, and quickly found himself out on the street. Like it or not, all must comply with the safety rules. In the second case, the plant manager during the night shift climbed atop a large piece of machinery without harnessing up in the proper fall restraint system. Two maintenance workers who had it out for this manager snapped a photo of him on top of the machinery and sent it to the corporate headquarters safety office, which even happened to be in a country other than the one where the incident occurred. The plant manager was instantly fired. So as a leader on your site, if you read this week's and last week's columns, you'll come away realizing that you have to set an example of extremely high standards. Not only must you make sure you set the right standards for your subordinates, you must set the right example with your own actions. Ubiquitous cell phone cameras, even if not allowed in your facility, will make an example of you and cost you your job. Further, your contractors within your purview must be held accountable as well.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state, and we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move. Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
I rose through the industry at a time when safety was growing as an issue that managers were required to deal with. We thought we were doing a good job back in the 70s and 80s. However, as compared to what is going on today, we were not even in the same league as today's best managers. Older managers left over from those days may not realize how important safety has become. Sure, they sit through the meetings and they read the company-mandated policies and procedures, but it is not until they are confronted with the aftermath of a real live incident does the severity of today's rules and regulations hit home. Now, with cell phone cameras as well as video cameras scattered about most properties, disgruntled employees have new ways to deal with bosses they don't like. Top management's hands are tied when they are confronted with photo or video evidence. They are forced to comply with the company policies and regulations that they have put in place and dismiss the manager. It doesn't matter how high the manager's rank and reputation may be. While the situation is serious in the United States, it is even more serious in Europe. I visited a mill in Europe a couple of years ago and had a session with the mill manager. It was a private session, just him and me, and he had only one topic on his mind, safety. This obviously competent manager was worried that a misstep in safety would land him in jail. So if you're a senior site manager, the onus is on you more than ever to follow all safety policies and regulations. Not only is it the right thing to do, failure to do so can and will be used against you. Are you familiar with the episodes I've outlined above? We would love to hear from you in our weekly quiz. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 25th of April, 2016. The title, The Safest Mill. What is the safest pulp and paper mill on Earth? The one that does not exist is the correct answer. That green field of new mown grass, unless it contains poisonous snakes or other harmful critters, is the safest a site will ever be. It follows then, as soon as we start to turn that green field into a greenfield mill site, the safety hazards increase. At one time, your mill was a greenfield. It may have been long ago or it may have been months ago, but it was. Ever since, it has become more and more hazardous. So what to do? If adding things makes a site more hazardous, taking them away should reduce the hazards. The problem is, over time, we get used to the hazards around us and pay no attention to them until we encounter them in an accident-rending situation.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
What are hazards? They can be most anything. A door is a hazard if it is swung open as someone walks down the hall. That great old consumer products company in Cincinnati realized this decades ago. When I worked there in the 1970s, the tiles on the floor and the technical centers had a permanent, separate yellow stripe incorporated into them that marked the limits of the hazards of swinging doors. It must have been a pain for the tile layers, but the executives of that company were going to make sure they had done everything possible to warn you of outward swinging doors. This was, again, over four decades ago. That same company bought four-drawer file cabinets configured with safety so that the top two drawers could not be opened at once, resulting in the cabinets tilting forward. They had been buying these for decades before I got there. This is attention to safety. Not only in offices, but as we move to operating areas, the safest conditions surround those items that do not exist. Yes, returning your mill to as close to a greenfield condition as you can without hindering efficient production is a goal we can all strive to achieve. It is no accident that the safest mills or the cleanest mills are the mills that run at their highest efficiency. The first efficiency realization is that if there are no accidents, there are no meetings about accidents. This does not mean there are not safety meetings, but there are just no meetings about specific accidents. The cleanest mills avoid another kind of accident, too. We talk about accidents and safety as it relates to humans. However, a loose piece of broke falling on the sheet is an accident, too. one that your mill should avoid, and its management should be held as accountable for at the same level that they are held accountable for accidents involving people. Note, I am not diminishing the attention of severity of accidents involving people. I am raising the stature of accidents involving equipment and poor housekeeping. How do you raise awareness and move to a higher plane of safety by elimination? I would suggest cross-department audits. Have your office people go out and audit your production areas. Have your production people come in and audit the offices. The list of corrective actions will be long, even in the safest of mills. Start today. This program may make you an extra 50 tons next week and every week thereafter. It also may prevent a human accident. You have nothing to lose except a bunch of junk that should be off the site anyway. Any ideas? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, throw something away. Anything. Just get rid of one trip hazard, a falling hazard, something. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.